Māori social service providers are pushing for government ministries like Corrections to start putting money into whānau ora to help rehabilitate their people. They say they've proved their approach works and they could be making more of a difference. The head of the South Island Commissioning Agency backs the call, saying that it is a decade overdue. Mariana Johnson reports.
Manukau Māori Urban Authority runs the reintegration service for those coming out of prison, Te Aki Tangata and the Northern Region. It helps them find accommodation and a job. But the authority's chair, Bernie O'Donnell, says the 12-week program is not enough time to make a difference.
And we're getting a bit frustrated. We'll continue to do this. And we're here because of our people, not because of the contract. And we've got to get to a point now where we start having proper conversations and start building proper pathways so our people don't go back to prison. At the moment, we provide these well-being mechanisms and opportunities for them, but we put them back into the same dysfunctionality that they grew up in.
He wants Corrections to look to the whānau order model to turn this around.
It's one of the strongest kaupapa Māori frameworks that deal with our people's well-being. It's a significant kaupapa and strategy that's happened to our people over the last decade or so. So look to where we're working with whānau, what are understanding the solutions are there.
Te Puna Ora o Mātātua is a whānau order provider based in Whakatāne. Its Chief Executive Chris Tawley says their approach to support families in education, employment and health works. He wants the Ministries of Corrections, Health, Education and Social Development to set aside money for the Whānau Order Commissioning Agency to better fund Māori social service providers.
What would be really great is that if these whānau order providers could have the services themselves, then they'd be able to deliver the whole plan, the whole integrated holistic plan, all in one go.
He says at the moment, government agencies are too siloed.
So you've got providers all around the country trying to pull it all together and deliver this kind of care, because this is the care that works for the families and communities, and it's just, you know, something that we have to do.
It's not the first time people have called for whānau order to be bolstered. Members of the Māori Affairs Select Committee asked the Minister for Whānau Order, Benny Henare, in June if whānau order could be the first point of call before a child is removed by Oranga Tamariki. He said whānau order didn't have capacity because of increased demands from COVID-19. But the head of Te Pūtahitanga o Te Waipo Namu, the South Island Commissioning Agency, Helen Lay, says whānau have called for the approach to be across the board. That's what they told Sir Mason Jury in his 2009 report, which paved the way for whānau order.
But over the years, it has become more aligned just to the Vote Māori Affairs appropriation. The recent calls to expand it are going back to what it always was, which was that there would be support from every sector in order to enable whānau to be self-determining.
Helen Lay says a 2018 review into whānau order also recommended greater buy-in to the approach. But the Ministry of Māori Development, Te Puna Kōkiri, says this work is already well underway. In a statement, its Director of Operations, Jesse Roth, says $35 million in funding was allocated in last year's budget to support a joint initiative between Whānau Order, Corrections and the Ministry of Social Development. The pilot program, Paihiritia Te Muka Tangata, is being designed with Tangata Whenua and will rehabilitate Māori prisoners under 30. A trial at Northland Regional Corrections Facility will begin in April next year and in Hawke's Bay Regional Prison in January. An over $42 million joint initiative between Oranga Tamariki, Whānau Order and ACC over the next 2 years was also announced in late September. Ngā Tini Whetū will provide early intervention for over 800 whānau in need in the North Island, which will begin in the new year. Mō te hōtaka o te ata, ko Mariana Johnson, DNA.